Well, obviously, I'm not even going to say we go to sleep at the free kick. Just how it's going at the moment. One header goes in the back of the net. And I've got to say, I thought we were pretty good the whole game, irrelevant of what they had on the pitch. The attitude was really good, and obviously the signings make a difference for us.
How frustrated are you then tonight?
Yeah, I'm frustrated, but as well, there's plenty of positives to take. We haven't lost. That's the most important thing. But after four losses in the league on the trot, you don't want five. And, we haven't got five. We've got a point on the board, and now it's something to build from. And as I said before, we've got a squad now that we think is capable of competing.
And your new signing, one of your new signings scored, didn't he? How did you see the game unfold, though, as it went on?
Pretty much, once they go to 10 men, they go 4-2-3, get everybody behind the ball, and it's kind of difficult, and we haven't really got an out. So that's why we make the substitutions, and it gives us an out. And, I thought we just need to pass the ball a little quicker. When you got a 10 pen, you need to pass it a little quicker. And when we did, we got in and round the back, and then we just needed someone to put it in the back of the net.
And Leon Clark did that, didn't he?
Yeah, he was a good player.
Perfect introduction. How did you think he did when he came on? Obviously,
he scored
the goal
with his first touch. I mean, that's all he needs to do, to be honest. And, we know it's been an absolute struggle trying to find somebody. And obviously, we've been in touch with Charlton, and thankfully, they've gave us somebody. And him and Carl Orley, you can see they're quality players. And it just adds more quality to the squad that we've got and helps the players that we've got, because we were so light that at times it didn't look, well, especially on Tuesday we're playing Notts County, that's such a strong squad that we didn't look like we could really compete against them, but I think we can now. From the start we competed against Sheffield United, and I think we'll compete against everybody.
What did you think to the sending off decisions?
It really doesn't matter what I think. The referee is the only person that's important. I mean, I can say, I'm sure Danny's saying that they're not sending offs. I'm saying it's not a free kick for their goal. So we can all moan and whatever, but it's irrelevant, isn't it? It's gone. The referee makes honest decisions on it, and you just get on with it. Some you get, some you don't. We've been on the other side many times. So there you go.
Would you have taken a point before the game?
Would you have taken a point against Sheffield United before
yes.
the game?
Well, I want your opinion, so what's yours?
Yeah, I would have taken a point, but obviously I thought we were capable of getting 3 points. So whichever game you go into, whichever opposition, I always think we can get 3 points. So, yeah, we haven't got them. We've taken a point, and the good thing is we've not lost. And now we can take that into the next game.
And that's, of course, next weekend against Shrewsbury. Does it help not having a Tuesday game, though, for
yeah.
you now?
Yeah, absolutely. We've Saturday, Tuesday, since the start of the season, now we can actually integrate the players that we brought in into the squad and have an idea. They can have an idea of what's expected, and also do more work on the training ground.
You've talked about Leon Clark. What about Carl Hawley as an addition?
Yeah, good. And surprised, really, that we've got him. And he's here till January. He had some other options, but decided that he wanted to come to us. So, yeah, delighted. And, he's a quality player. His record says that he is. And what we've seen in training and around the place has confirmed that.
OK, just a final thought from me, Alan. We're getting calls from fans who are unhappy with the situation at the moment, and I'm sure you appreciate that. What would you say in your defence?
In my defence? I'm a football manager. I don't have a defence. When we're winning 1-0, obviously, I'm a great manager. When we draw 1-1, then I'm rubbish. So, it's black and white, and all I can do is do the job. I will say something. It's far more, different circumstances at this football club now than it's been for the last 5 years. And we are dealing with those circumstances, and we had to, take the budget down and replace, and it takes time for that to come together. But we're working really hard for it to come together. I have no doubt that we'll be okay this season. We'll be better than we were last season, but it takes time. And sure, if you want to shout and you want to scream at players when they give the ball away, I don't think it helps. I don't think Niall Carnarvon, when he makes a poor pass, I don't think it helps the crowd caning him. Okay, he's trying to do the right thing. Sometimes it goes astray. Support. and try your best to support. And if you're going to vent your anger, vent it at the end, not during the game, because the players are trying their best.